The following podcast may contain lyrical or thematic content that some find unsuitable for younger ears. Please listen responsibly.
Radio Free, hipster please, yo, it's all that you need. The man that's got you covered, it's our good friend Z. Got the geeky hip-hop mashups and whatnot with a southern draw. He gets the props like nonstop. It's your one-stop shop for everything that is leaked. Other podcasts, yo, simply cannot compete. Better lock up your girlfriend, your mom, and your sister. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Radio Free Hipster.
Be like a bomb, insurgents, infatuations are torturing my calm. I'm searching for the words you want to hear. In my pants, worthy you and I in uranium, enriched and so enhanced, got a weapon of mass seduction, and the detonator said, you don't have to waterboard me, baby, I'm already wet, we're closer than two prisoners in a fight, you make me want to shout gee whiz, or possibly gee. And I just want you to notice me, but don't know what to say. Except freedom fighter, anthrax powder, terrorist, and hello. Hello, NSA.
Hello, NSA, and hello to you, faithful listener. I am, as always, Z from hipsterplease.com and the managing editor at geekdad.com, and this is Radio Free Hipster. Starting off the show was Rock Paper Cynics' Peter Tchaikovsky. Yeah, dude does a webcomic and music. That was from his debut studio album, Borkin Telephone. It's a concept album of sorts, with much of it dedicated to this, well, let's call it a sonic experiment. Essentially, contributors were asked to recreate a song from memory after only hearing it once. So what you really end up with is a sort of a treatise on the folly of human communication. Frontalot and Lars are on there, as are the Double Clicks and Professor Shy Guy, so if you dig this podcast, you will really enjoy it. So check it out at BorkinTelephone.com, spelled just like you think it is. And in addition to digging into new music, I finally made the plunge into HBO's Game of Thrones, because my interests are nothing if not timely. So let's check out a couple of songs from the Seven Kingdoms.
We'll be right back. die, maybe you're gonna live forever and ever 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 and ever.
Meet a lot of people in emergency rooms who got anthracosis consumption or womb fever. June Cleaver never suffered, she had the penicillin, no expiration when she mothered her. No good little death poop rats, living little ones once were preciouser than that. Living anybody used to be a miracle, yo. You'd get it by the festering hysterical flow, madnesses and bad diseases of mold, lung, eye and humor, spirit and soul. All these afflictions engender aversions, a catch green sickness to match with the virgin scrofula coughs at a cast askance. Ever since black scurvy, I can't wear pants, and I can't but dance with glee that is not then now. I bet you got the tarantism and how.
Maybe you'll never die, maybe you're gonna live forever and never have anything wrong with you. And until you do, you won't worry about it, cause you're probably fine. Maybe you should pretend to forget to remember the bullet that's meant for you, till it's overdue and it runs you through.
Galloping dropsy and she swashes lungs, leaves me with the steamy of the croup and a dung heap of unbearably fetid excreta from which I get reinfected. Nice to meet you. How about a hug? I swear my ichor is down and I got over the pestilence. It was intense, I astound the historians. I'm Picardy sweaty, just ran out of leeches that I need such as for bloodletting. It's upsetting. There, I'm upset. Dose of French distemper throbbing up in my head. I don't go into bilious flux just yet, but about to give out a shout to the caller. Doubt you could follow a charting of the manifold ways I'm ill, iliac passion, spelters, chill weavers, bottom and a melancholy ache. If my fever doesn't break, rates a glass at the wake.
Maybe you'll never die, maybe you're gonna live forever and never have anything wrong with you. And until you do, you won't worry about it, cause you're probably fine. Maybe you should pretend to forget to remember the bullet that's meant for you, till it's overdue and it runs you through.
Shouldn't ought to put in the belly. Ate you cake with the colloid jelly. Now you come telling me, checking the mind, that all of these infirmities combine to find a time traveling hypochondria epidemic. One I suffer under, but on the other side of the globe from affluence, the death is still thriving, thus contraptions.
Maybe you'll never die, maybe you're gonna live forever and never have anything wrong with you. And until you do, you won't worry about it, cause you're probably fine. Maybe you should pretend to forget to remember the bullet that's meant for you, till it's overdue and it runs you through. Maybe you'll never die, maybe you're gonna live forever and never have anything wrong with you. And until you do, you won't worry about it, cause you're probably fine. Maybe you should pretend to forget to remember the bullet that's meant for you, till it's overdue and it runs you through.
At the top of that set, Adam Warrock and Tribe One gave us a little Hodor, while Kyle Stevens and Kirby Crackle took us north of the wall. After that, we stayed firmly in the fantasy vein with Tyler Heath's Dragon Warrior overclocked remix, Hail to the Throne. And we ruminated upon the miracles of modern science by exploring diseases of yore with MC Frontalot. But that's enough focus on far-flung fantasy and humanity's unhygienic past. Instead, let's get a little bit more contemporary with songs about fiscal policy and strip clubs.
Get that balloon growing, running in the deep snow, and you gotta keep going. get that balloon brewing.
Hi, how are you doing? I am beefy, I'm a lunatic. I'll make depression and sadness disappear like it's a magic trick. And hey, baby, do you wanna go with me on this balloon flight? We'll see all you wanna see, and I foresee an event. It's you and me getting bent, and conning Ivy Lee jumps into paying our rent. So yeah, it's me and you, you and me, we as us. Spend a month on the bus just for you, you can trust. And I'm feeling happy from this higher elevation. See me lamping posted right here at the simulation station. Gathering respect, Nux, asking y'all what's the happy hat. I see you stressing, pulling hairs up, but baby, just please relax. And I drive real slow, I look real mean. Me and Cynthia, the nerd transport machine. And I got PlayStation, so we all stay fly.
And play my song when you are stripping at the club tonight.
Thank you.
Oh, I got a good one.
Did you forget about your beautiful girlfriend? Did you forget about responsibility? Did you forget about your beautiful girlfriend? I'm not listening, I'm not listening.
And it's 2 minutes long. It sounds like a tune you already know, because they used it to advertise a Nokia phone. Ah yeah, I only know three chords. I'm a full grown adult, but I ride a skateboard. I'll tell you what, we'll get a record deal, cover Britney Spears on the Glockenspiel. All my songs sound a little bit samey, because I play them on an out of tune ukulele. I've stolen Laura Marling's fans. I got a large collection of cardigans. Some people ask me what my songs are all about. They're about girl slash boy meets boy slash girl. There isn't any other type of song in the world, but I gotta keep my indie credentials up, so I'll rock it with a mini harmonica. Woo! Wondering how I'm gonna end this song. I repeat a phrase until it sounds meaningful. 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 And then we'll end on a minor chord.
You just heard comedy musician slash physicist Helen Arney's indie song from 2010's Songs for Modern Loving. And it was preceded by Math the Band's Brand New Physics from 2012's Get Real. Before that one was a great cut I stumbled across while perusing the Funny Music Project. Reaganomics by Libin Demon. And it all started off with 99 Balloon Flights, a bad spella mashup of the Grammar Club from one of my own old compilation albums. And here we find ourselves at the end of another show. Thank you so much for listening, for spending time with me. Got a real treat for y'all today because we are going to close on, another track I stumbled across at the funk. It's a Weird Al Country medley by the always amazing Steve Goody. So give it a listen and let me know what you thought of it and all the other tracks from this episode. You know where to find me. I'm at hipsterplease.com and at geekdad.com. Your source for nerd news, reviews, and interviews. And little old me.
Raisin Bran. Well, don't you know that other kids are starving in Japan? So eat it. Don't you tell me you're full. Just eat it. Eat it. Get yourself an egg and beat it. Have a banana. Have a whole bunch. It doesn't matter what you had for lunch. Just eat it. Well, I'm yelling and we're playing, but I don't know what I'm saying. What's the message I'm conveying? Can you tell me? I'm going to the hardware store. People say I'm a geek, a moronic little freak, an annoying pipsqueak with an unfortunate physique. But the Frenchies think that my poop don't stink. I'm a genius in France. Talk with your mouth full, bite the hand that feeds you, battle for that you can chew. Dare to be stupid, dare to be stupid, dare to be stupid, dare to be stupid. Comes on and another comes on, another one rides the bus. Hey, I'm gonna sit by you, another one rides the bus. I just can't understand it. Why won't you return my phone calls? Are you still mad I gave a mohawk to your cat? Oh, Melody, what can the problem be, sweet Melody? Why won't you go out with me? I'm driving in a truck, driving a big old truck, pedal to the metal, hope I don't run out of luck. Wearing feather boas with sequins and chiffon, driving a truck with my high heels on. Everybody shut up! Okay, here's the deal. I'll try to educate you, gonna familiarize you with the nomenclature. You'll learn the definitions of nouns and prepositions. Literacy is your mission, so that's why I think it's a good time. And he smiled as he said, with a twinkle in his eye, Merry Christmas, y'all! Now you're all gonna die. Santa went crazy the night Saint Nick went insane. Realized he'd been getting the raw deal. Something finally must have snapped in his brain. I know Darth Vader's really got you annoyed, but remember if you kill him then you'll be unemployed. Oh my Yoda. Yo 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 Yoda. Yo 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 Yoda. They see me mowing my front lawn. I know that they're thinking I'm too wide and nerdy. Think I'm just too wide and nerdy. Think I'm just too wide and nerdy. Catch me, I'm wide and nerdy. Look at me, I'm wide and nerdy. Think I'm just too wide and nerdy. Think I'm just too wide and nerdy. Oh gee, I'm wide and nerdy. Look at me, I'm wide and nerdy.
This podcast has been a production of the Geek Dad Podcast Network. If you've enjoyed this content, please consider supporting us at patreon.com/geekdad.